from newstalkzb.co.nz, it's the Mike Hosking Breakfast with BNZ.
G'day there, and welcome to the rewrap. All the best bits from the Mike Hosking Breakfast on Newstalk ZB in a sillier package. I am Glenn ZB, and this morning, Trump versus Eminem, Trump versus Trudeau, Trump versus North Korea. Trump's versing a lot of people this morning. The Dove ad that's caused so much outcry, Mike drills down on this, and which exercise is best. But before any of that, speaking of the best, this is the best year ever, apparently, but nobody's talking about it.
Now, here's my story of the day, if not my story of the week, if not my story of the year. This year, 2017, is going to be the best year ever. Shaping up as the best year ever for the world's average person. Why? How? Life expectancy, fastest pace of increase since the 1960s. We are living longer. The prevalence of child deaths. Listen to the stats here, and this is the stuff you don't hear. The prevalence of child deaths, last year 6 million fewer children under the age of 5 died compared to 1990. 6 million fewer. The share of people living below the international poverty line, which is $1.90 a day, has been slashed from 35%, you ready for this? It's gone from 35% to 9. Just 9% of the world's population is now at that rate. The rate at which women die in childbirth has fallen. Prevalence of stunting due to malnutrition in decline. More children learning to read and write than ever before in the world. Rapid economic progress in China and India. And despite all of the real problems and all the tragedies in the world that you get so many headlines about, if I had, said the author, if I had to choose the year to be born to ensure my highest chance of living a long and good life, it would be 2017. Bill and Melinda Gates, who spend the world wandering around trying to solve malaria, ask people, why aren't we more aware of and more proud of the accomplishments such as the decline in child mortality? It's a very, very good question. And the reason for all of this, and this is the clue and the key in this particular piece of work, there's little space in the news cycle for stories about the steady improvement in global health and well-being. That is true, but the question I would ask is, why not? There is little space in the news cycle for stories about the steady improvement in global health and well-being. Why not?
Here endeth the sermon, the latest lesson from the Mike Hosking Church of Positivity. There'll be another installment tomorrow, I'm sure. Meanwhile, Eminem's gone a bit negative on Trump.
Trending now on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.
So Eminem has given the old Trump-meister a serve. What we have here is what they refer to as a freestyle rap, and this was done for a hip-hop awards ceremony. It's a political tirade, not surprisingly, where he criticizes the president over North Korea, aid, immigration, and racism.
Racism's the only thing he's fantastic for, because that's how he gets his rocks off and he's orange.
He also touched...
Only Eminem can rhyme the word for with orange.
He's also touching on on the take a knee protest by the footballers refusing to stand for the anthem.
It's like we take a step forwards then backwards, but this is his form of distraction. Plus he gets an enormous reaction when he attacks the NFL, so we focus on that and instead of talking Puerto Rico with gun reform for Nevada, all these horrible tragedies, and he's bored and would rather cause a Twitter storm with the Packers. Then says he wants to lower our taxes. Then who's gonna pay for his extravagant trips back and forth with his fam to his golf resorts and his mansions? Same shit that he tormented Hillary for and he slandered, then does it more. From his endorsement of Bannon, support for the Klansmen.
See, again, he's rhymed Bannon with Klansmen. So it's not entirely accurate, and yet somehow he sort of makes it work.
I don't like it. I like what he does normally. That sounds a little bit overworked. I'd take it back to the studio and come up with something and put a beat behind it too.
Yes, I'm sure Mr. Mathers is going to go straight back into the studio and sort that out on Mike's recommendation, because nobody knows hip hop like Hosking does. Mike Hip Hop Hosking, we call him around here. So let's keep it on Trump. We got a little Trump date for you this morning, because although he was meeting with Trudeau, he can't help talking about other things.
Trump's meeting Trudeau. They're talking NAFTA and war. And the question was asked, a little bit of word around, is there an increase in the nuclear arsenal? Here's what Trump's saying about his nuclear arsenal.
Do you want to increase the nuclear arsenal?
No, I never discussed increasing it. I want it in perfect shape. That was just fake news by NBC, which gives a lot of fake news lately. No, I never discussed. I think somebody said I want 10 times the nuclear weapons that we have right now. Right now we have so many nuclear weapons. I want them in perfect condition, perfect shape. That's the only thing I've ever discussed. General Mattis put out a statement, or is putting out a statement, saying that that was fake news, that it was just mentioned that way. And it's frankly disgusting the way the press is able to write whatever they want to write.
What is it you do with your nuclear arsenal to make sure it's in perfect shape? Do you polish it? What do you do? Do you wash
oil,
it?
Oil and lube?
I want it in perfect shape.
Wiper fluid?
Is the arsenal in perfect shape this way? It's in perfect shape, President.
Okay, well, keep the motor running because, I want those missiles ready to go the moment I push the button. I'm sure that's exactly how it works. The other thing that's gone nuclear this week, of course, is Dove and their ad where people wash themselves white with Dove. Mike thinks it's not all cut and dried, although it might be cleaner.
And I'm now increasingly convinced that people went off about it not really because they were outraged, but increasingly because they wanted to be outraged, which is not to say what Dove did with the soap and the soap ad wasn't a mistake in general terms, but the woman concerned has spoken out. Her name is Lola Ogunami, and she is a Nigerian, London-born Nigerian. She is the woman in the ad, or one of the three women in the ad. And she has spoken out, and she's written a piece for The Guardian. And she says she's not just some silent victim of a mistaken beauty campaign. She grew up, she says, aware of society's opinion that dark-skinned people, especially women, would look better if their skin were lighter. And the beauty industry has fueled the opinion, she says, which is right, of course, which is why, she says, when Dove offered the opportunity to represent her dark-skinned sisters in the global beauty brand's new body wash, she jumped to the campaign. Her experience was positive. Everybody seemed to be in great spirits during the filming. All of the women, she says, in the shoot understood the concept and overarching objective to use our differences to highlight the fact that all skin deserves gentleness. And when the full TV commercial was released, she was over the moon. So in other words, the intent, and this is what I argued all along, the intent of what Dove were trying to do, the involvement of all the people there was right. They were doing the right thing. They were doing a good thing. The fact it didn't translate well is no need for the opprobrium and the misery and the ants, the hand-wringing, the fury and the anger we got, and there was too much of it.
Good to know there was no director standing there going, righto, ladies. So we want this to be as racist as possible.
Exactly.
So we're going to keep shooting until you make it super racist.
Precisely. I think they had and entered with the best of intentions, and I think when you do that, you can be held to account, but you don't need to be pilloried the way that Dove did this week. And it was once again through largely social media and the modern view in this world that we need to be upset about literally everything. I think that got way, way, way out of control.
But surely is that not what the internet is for? Is for people who want to be wildly upset about something, is that they can do it in a safe space without really bothering the rest of us who live in the real world? Anyway, what's the best exercise?
I enraged my wife last night when I got home from Seven Sharp, and I sat down. I said, did you see the article today? Says yoga's the worst exercise possible, and she just goes off because she's a yoga fiend. Another class today. Very bendy. Can't say she's not bendy. Bendy wife. Happy life, bendy wife. Is that what they say? Is that the same?
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure that is what they say. She's certainly one of the bendiest people I've ever met.
Anyway,
you used to be bendy. You're not nearly as
not
bendy.
Not nearly as bendy as I used to be. Having said
that, what are the days where you used to be able to stand on a Swiss ball with one knee and all that sort of
reckon
stuff?
Here's my challenge, and I'm not going to take it up, but I think I could probably go straight. You know how there are certain things in life,
that was Pilates, that wasn't yoga.
That was Pilates, but there's
an element of bendiness
same
involved.
Thing. And here's the thing, there are certain things you could do. Golf, for example, I used to play quite good golf. I could not, in my wildest imaginings, go and swing a club right now and hit the ball properly. I couldn't do it.
Not match fit.
Not match fit. Same with tennis, used to be quite a good tennis player, couldn't possibly go grab a racket now, just smack a ball. What I reckon I could do without word of a lie. I reckon I could roll up a Swiss ball right now and do the old opposite hand knee.
Wow, funny you should say that, Mike, because we happen to have... Where's it gone?
Forget it. Anyway, so I enrage my wife and I go, hey, this yoga's not good for fitness. She goes, well, what'd the article say? And the mistake I made was I hadn't actually read the article. I just like to toss headlines at her just to start some casual conversation over dinner.
Another clickbait casualty.
Exactly. I was fake newsing her. I had no real detail, but I've gone and searched the article up this morning and what they're talking about. Exactly.
Faking news.
That's what I was doing. It is the burning of the calories. And so, unfortunately, power yoga comes in at number 30. Hatha yoga? Never heard of it. Hatha yoga, whatever that is.
That's the kind that Anne Hathaway does.
Oh, Anne Hathaway's yoga at 36.
Pretty bendy.
She's very bendy.
Seen.
Do you want to know that the thing that burns more calories than anything else in terms of exercise? Running. Running at 13 kilometres per hour. And I know this because running at 8 kilometres per hour is only the sixth best form of exercise, according to this particular poll. But if you run at 13 kilometres per hour, ladies, it's 861 calories, men, it's 1,074. Simple as that. Which reminds me, I've been running all week. I got back into it Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. I've run. I reckon I run at 13 kilometres an hour. Maybe 19 or 20 some days, you know, when I'm feeling good. Maybe 23, 24. It could be fake news as well.
Although, to be honest, I wouldn't be surprised if he does run that fast because I've seen the way he drives. So if he runs faster than I drive, not a surprise at all. I am Glenn ZB. That was the rewrap for Thursday. We'll be back with a Friday one tomorrow on Friday. Seems the best time for it, really. I'll see you then.